Hello, this is Auntie Bee's Knees with your business report for the week of April 7th. Their one sure sign of spring, corporate annual meetings can also be a time for shareholders to propose changes in corporate structure and governance. In the aftermath of corporate scandals at Enron, WorldCom, and elsewhere, shareholders have become much more active in filing proposals for reform to be voted on at companies' annual meetings. Most annual shareholder meetings are held between April and June. This year, companies including Hewlett-Packard, General Electric, ExxonMobil, Duke Energy and El Paso Energy are coming up against a slew of investor-driven proposals for reform. With so many cases of accounting fraud, corporate crime, and steep executive pay packages exposed over the past year and a half, investors have become more demanding in taking steps to protect their investments and to push for more transparent corporate governance. In the current climate of skepticism and stock market upheaval, shareholders are pursuing these agendas aggressively, backed in many cases by federal exchange regulators. Not every shareholder proposal will result in radical changes to corporate management. In many cases, opposition from a company's board of directors will be enough to doom any given proposal. Nevertheless, shareholder-driven reforms can be an effective way of bringing shareholder interests and controversial issues to the forefront of a company's concerns. In many cases, shareholders encourage companies to include their proposals for reform in the corporate proxy statements sent to investors before the annual meeting. Proxy statements are documents mailed out to every investor prior to the company's annual general meeting, setting out the time and location of the meeting and providing a financial, operational, and strategic report. If investors can't attend the annual meeting, they can still vote on issues named in the proxy statement or sign their votes over to another individual or institution to vote on their behalf. These shareholder resolution and voting processes provide a formal communication channel between shareholders, management, and boards of directors on issues of corporate governance and social responsibility. Companies get to decide whether shareholder proposals submitted for inclusion in proxy statements will appear on the company's statements or not. And even if the resolutions receive approval from a majority of investors, companies are not forced to implement them. But the process of submitting and publicizing shareholder resolutions, whether they make it onto a company's proxy statement or not, can encourage companies to make policy changes that more closely reflect the interests of company stakeholders. For this year's round of annual meetings, shareholder groups in the U.S. and Canada have filed hundreds of proposals to reform corporate policies. Most of the resolutions pertain to changes in corporate governance and executive salaries, but some proposals are also rooted in movements for social justice and fair trade. This year, some of these shareholder proposals could launch tense battles between investors, corporate management, and boards of directors at upcoming annual meetings. Shareholders at companies including Bank of New York, Citigroup, and AOL Time Warner have submitted proposals that would allow them to include their own nominations for the board of directors on the company's annual statements. As it stands now, these companies do not include shareholder-proposed nominations on the statements mailed to investors. Another issue that shareholders at many companies are pursuing is a division between the positions of chairman and CEO to give chairman more autonomy from corporate management. Among the companies holding a vote on this issue is Dow Jones linchpin General Electric. The proposal, put forth by a group called the GE Retirees Justice Fund, urges the appointment of a chairman who has never been the company's CEO. GE tried to keep the proposal off the ballot, citing recent changes to improve the autonomy and accountability of its board, but GE's plan was rejected by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. U.S. regulators have also forced Duke Energy to allow a vote on a shareholder proposal to measure investor dividends against corporate growth and executive salaries. The resolution was brought forth by David Bailey, a Duke investor unhappy that the company has increased executive salaries while dividends remained constant. Bailey says he wrote the proposal because he wants Duke to consider the needs of its shareholders equally with its management compensation and its growth plans. Bailey also believes that Duke's board of directors needs more oversight from the company's shareholders. Duke sought to have Bailey's proposal excluded from a vote on the basis that federal regulations prevent shareholders from dictating dividend amounts. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission did exclude a similar proposal from last year's ballot, but regulators have now ruled that Duke must allow its shareholders to vote on the measure at this year's annual meeting. At El Paso Corporation, the U.S.'s leading producer and distributor of natural gas, shareholder Salim Zilka has single-handedly launched a fight to oust the company's entire board of directors. Zilka, who owns about 1.5% of the energy company's outstanding stock, wrote a letter to El Paso's board outlining his proposal to replace the company's current slate of 12 board members with 9 new members, including himself. Zilka says he will be urging shareholders to support his proposal at El Paso's upcoming annual meeting. His action came just 2 weeks after El Paso announced that it would be slashing investor dividends and selling off nearly $3 billion in assets to stabilize its finances and regain investor confidence. The proposal was made public just 1 week after El Paso Chairman and CEO William Wise announced that he will step down once a successor is found. El Paso stock has lost 90% of its value in the last year. At Hewlett-Packard's annual general meeting last Wednesday, shareholders approved or nearly approved three resolutions opposed by the company's board of directors. Voters approved a proposal requiring shareholder approval of any future measures to thwart takeovers and preserve management control of the company, a proposal requiring shareholder approval of severance agreements for top executives was agreed to by half of the company's shareholders. A third measure, asking Hewlett-Packard to expense stock options on its income statement, was narrowly defeated by 53-43%. Institutional Shareholder Services, a research firm that advises many large pension and mutual fund managers, urged its clients to vote in favor of the three resolutions at the Hewlett-Packard meeting. Though none of the votes will be binding, Hewlett-Packard's board of directors has pledged to, quote, duly consider the results. Each of these examples highlights investor proposals motivated by a concern to secure returns on investments. But the same tactics for shareholder resolutions can be put to use for reforms rooted in ethical, environmental, and social justice concerns. Shareholders have filed 23 resolutions with ExxonMobil for consideration at that company's annual meeting this May. Though some resolutions address issues of corporate governance, such as the separation of CEO and chair positions, many others seek to make the company take an active role in fighting global warming, to disclose strategies and risk assessments for dealing with climate change, and to develop a renewable energy strategy. In Canada, shareholders in the Hudson's Bay Company and Sears Canada have filed proposals calling on these companies to adhere to International Labour Organization fundamental standards, ensuring that their suppliers provide workers with a living wage. These efforts have been coordinated with American shareholders who have filed similar proposals with more than a dozen U.S. companies, including Walmart and Sears Roebuck. Many ethical mutual fund providers also use their investments as a platform to promote ethical and socially just reforms at the companies in their portfolios. Calvert Asset Management, home of Calvert Social Investment Funds, was the first socially responsible investment mutual fund company to file a shareholder resolution in the U.S. Last year, Calvert filed 25 shareholder resolutions covering issues ranging from child labor to human rights and environmental policy. Ethical Funds of Canada is the first mutual fund company in Canada to file shareholder resolutions on socially responsible business policies and practices in this country. This year, Ethical Funds has filed 18 shareholder resolutions with companies ranging from Alcan to Wyeth, urging action on issues including climate change, environmental risk disclosure, human rights standards, AIDS treatment, board independence, and fiscal responsibility. Choosing an ethical fund that is active in filing reform proposals can be a simple way to support shareholder activism. And that's a wrap for this week's Business Report. Signing off once again, this is Auntie Beesneys reminding you to put your money where your mouth is and invest ethically.